Salam alaikum. Bonjour. Bon dia. Buenos dias. Guten Tag. Man Zakin. Good day. How are you all doing? I hope you're taking care of yourselves in this, new world of different variants and various variants each day. I hope you're taking care of your loved ones as well. And I hope the week went well, but if it didn't, we have the weekend to reflect, to refresh, and to restart and make the next one a good one. So I'm grateful to God that if you're listening to this, then you must be alive. So I'm grateful to God for that. Let's take a moment to actually show our appreciation to whoever is the source of our life. In my case, it's God. So I'm very grateful to God for the gift of life that He's given me. No matter how difficult and tough it might be, Alhamdulillah, thank God. Alhamdulillah. Today's podcast is going to be quite a controversial one as well. I think that everybody's got his or her take on this topic. It certainly is a topic that does not have just a singular point of entry. So bear with me, and if you do have any other propositions, I would love to hear your take on that as well. And I also apologize for the voice. I mean, yeah, the nose is still not clear, the voice there, the throat is still coarse. Guys, it is what it is. Learn to live with it. In this era, if you can talk and have a voice and you can breathe and see and walk and laugh and smile, then you're blessed with more than you need. See, all right, so before I start this podcast, I would like to say that Domirata, who is I don't know, probably the worst parasite of a friend I've had in my life, thinks she can predict how I start my podcast. And so I was just about to fall into the trap of saying, a friend of mine told me, or I had a conversation with a friend, or, my family was this and that. And I was about to fall into that trap, but I refused to do that. So I'm going to start with a different approach. I can't. I'm gonna start the way I start always. So today my client asked me a question, and it's most of these questions are actually unanticipated. So they come and then I reflect on them and I try to fine-tune them to whatever I had to talk about. But today my client asked me, why am I the way I am? Why am I the way I am? So I told her, you know what? Let me answer your question after our session. Let me answer your question at our session so that I don't interrupt our session and start talking about myself, because she's paid a reasonable amount of money to have a coaching session with me. So after the session, we were standing in the sun, of course. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things you can have during winter, to have sunshine. Ain't no sunshine, you get it? Yeah, and we're standing in the sunshine, and I just told her, your question implies that I had something to do with it. Or your question implies that I had an importance or a fair share to deal or to do with the way I am. So let's analyze it critically. Why is Prince Tego the way Prince Tego is? When I say Prince Tego, you can replace that with your own name. So why is Domirata the way Domirata is? Why is Emmanuel the way Emmanuel is? Why is Michael the way Michael is? Why is Savior the way Savior is? Why is Jeremiah the way Jeremiah is? Etc., etc. Why are you the way you are? Why are we the way we are? Who are we? Who am I? I asked her, but how am I? And let's just to give you the premise. I was telling her how packed up my days can be sometimes. There are days where I wake up in the morning and I literally work. I mean, back to back to back till extremely late in the night. For those of you close to me, it's a non-pleasant process. It doesn't mean I do not appreciate what I get to do. It simply means that sometimes your back hurts. And I tell people I often learned this from my mother. I don't think my mother enjoyed every single day going out into the market, carrying stuff and breaking her back to make money for us. But is it worth it? Would she do it all over again? I don't doubt that she would. I certainly believe she would. that is certainly my story, there are many things that I would do them again and 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 again. It does not mean in the moment it brings me in a form of pleasure. And these are things I've come to understand with time. And there are many things I am understanding, actually. There are many things that I'm actually beginning to understand. But who am I? Am I my work ethic? Am I the values and principles I have? Is Prince Tego just the buddy? Because, you know, you can be with someone and a person will say, I don't think you are here with me. Which part of you is not there with the person? Guys, it is such an abstract process of thinking. It's such an abstract concept that we're dealing with here. So the first question I had to ask myself after I finished talking to my client was, who really am I? I work extremely long hours on certain days. It's excruciatingly painful. Does that mean I'm a person who glorifies pain? ? Because I certainly don't think that. And I tell people that I'm going to be the first rich man who breaks that concept of, oh, you know, all rich people, when they get rich, they can't stop working. Guys, don't watch me. Watch me, just watch me. And people are, but I get a concept. I'm not going to be working the same way I'm working now. It's going to be in different forms, but I intend to have as much fun and enjoy life as much when I have the means to. So am I a person who glorifies pain? I would beg to differ, or I'd beg to disagree. Am I a person who has no time for pleasure or for fun? I don't agree with that too. Am I a person who does not want to have fun? I don't agree. I certainly do. Most people who see me during my moments of pleasure and fantasy know that I am hyperactive. I am hyper almost always, anytime, every time, anywhere, everywhere. So what really are we? And that's what I told her. I said, hey, I think we all, I, just like anyone else, is just fundamentally a mixture of everybody we have met, the circumstances we have been through, and the values and principles we have been taught to believe. Guys, bear with me for just a minute. And if it's been boring till this point, my deepest apologies. But guys, listen to this. If you grew up in a society where you woke up every single day and saw your parents make the sign of the cross and say, in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, if you grew up in a society where they said the Shahada, where they said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulallah, and every day you heard it all around you, if you grew up in these societies, to a very large extent, your fundamental and core belief have already been created and formed. Anything that goes contrary to this can create madness in your brain. Because in as much as you would want to liberate yourself and enlighten yourself and eliminate your thought process, the foundation or the fundamental layers of your thinking capacities have already been established. These are the very units you use in thinking. These are the very things that can help you decipher what is good and bad. You see, your core concept of morality has already been created. So who really are we? Who really are we? Because whatever is making you say this is good or bad is fundamentally or originally not even yours. Who are we? You see, I have been thinking about this process for such a long time. How can a man change his ways? And the scripture that comes to mind is, can a leopard change its spot? Or can a leopard cleanse its spot? Or can a leopard change its skin? You know, like, can you change who you are? The one thing that I've come to realize, I've come to learn, is that who we are, our fundamental beings and persons, are wonderfully complex. And the only hope we have at even changing, evolving, becoming better, progressing, moving forward, is learning. It's learning. Because it is only in learning that a person can realize that, hey, I have things to unlearn. It is only in learning that you can realize that, huh, I used to see the world this way, but there is another way of seeing the world. It is baffling when I hear, especially, and I use Democrats and Republicans in this instance, because it is the most common political, parties that we know in the world. It's very baffling to see Democrats and Republicans just fight each other. In Ghana, it's the NPP and NDC. In religion, it's Christianity and Islam, without a core understanding of what the other person believes. And how did the person arrive at that conclusion? Who created it? Who created your beliefs? Those beliefs you're so strongly holding on to. Who created them? Where are they from? There's many more questions I'd love to ask. So today's podcast, who are you? Really? Why do you believe the things you believe? Why do you trust the things you trust? Why are you the way you are? Why do you have your values, or these values and these principles that you so strongly hold on to? I would love to hear from you guys. This is not a conclusive podcast. It's an open podcast. It's for you to share your thoughts as well. As I often say, I'm here to learn from you as much as I'm here to share. Please do well to let me know your thoughts on all my social media platforms at The Prince Tego. Till I see you next time, cheers, and don't forget, alhamdulillah.